Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here we are, waging war in the battle against bad radio. The Doug Steffen Good Day Road. What is it? We're after the baddies with the goodies. The goodies are Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and you. And we are, we're trying to disseminate the information that is around, try to figure out what the good, the bad, and the ugly are. This is from the end of the world scenario. The end of the world is coming, maybe? Or is this just a scene from a disaster movie where we have massive power failures, plane crashes, satellite disruptions, train derailments? Well, if
now
you
something
believe,
else to worry about.
Right, exactly. If you believe the Department of Business, Innovation, and Skills in the British government, these are some of the threats we would face if there was a massive solar storm. The Space Weather Preparedness Strategy outlines these disturbances that could be caused by unpredictable solar events. And if you look at the most striking find from this report, the fact that a country would have only a 12-hour warning period before the storm hits the planet.
SPF 1000.
A lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, you know, at that point, don't even worry about the sunscreen. Just bend over and kiss your butt goodbye.
The worst possible scenario would be a mass ejection of plasma from the sun, during which the corona of the sun, the bright glow that we see, we think that's the sun. It's the glow that happens during, you see it during a solar eclipse when the rest of the sun is covered up. That would detach from the sun, shooting off unbelievably strong X-rays and high energy particles to the Earth. The report cites an event in 1859, which was also a powerful mass ejection of the corona from the sun. There's only a 1% probability that this event would recur, but science...
But we should probably worry about it.
Well, if you want to worry about something, I guess just give you something to worry about. I don't care to worry about these sorts of things, but maybe that's because I'm a Pollyanna. The thing that really does strike you, though, is the 12-hour warning time, which, I mean, how do you...
Why even bother? You know, with 12 hours, what are you going to do? Just let it happen.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. So, do we need to spend, do we need to develop a new division of the government to set plans up in place, or do we need to have more agents... More Homeland Security people designing safeguards? Do we have to put some kind of a shroud over all of
this
our power lines?
This is the perfect type of story for the government. They see a 1% chance of something happening.
Right.
But still, here's a way for us to get billions of dollars to prepare
the taxpayers. Yep.
For something that possibly could maybe happen one day over the next million years.
Yep.
And there's a 12-hour warning. What are the odds the government would ever be able to do anything in 12
like,
hours?
What are they going to do?
12 days, never mind 12 hours. All right. Yeah. So is that enough of the bad stuff? Or do you need
put up the dome! Put up the dome!
What's that show called? Under the Dome, right?
Under the Dome.
We can only wish that we would all get under the dome. All right.
Well, if that doesn't cook us, and a nuke from Iran could.
Okay, so tell that story, Richie, because this is, this is Doomsday number two. Doomsday part two, courtesy of Good Day.
Well, Jennifer's seen this, but the Huffington Post has decided to get together a bunch of actors and ambassadors and politicians.
Get the bill passed.
Queen Noor of Jordan.
Yeah, because there's a poll out that the majority of Americans don't support this because it's horrible.
Well, it doesn't seem to do as much good.
Allegedly. Yeah. So anyway, Jack Black and Morgan Freeman are the main voices in this, but you also have ambassadors, queens, and other actors and actresses, and they try to make a kind of a funny conversation, yet serious doomsday type conversation. Here's Jack.
I love playing frisbee with my sons.
I love the sound of the waves on the Pacific at sunrise.
I love curling up with a good book. I love to see my grandkids smile.
But if Congress sabotages the nuclear deal with Iran?
We could be denied the very moments that make our lives worth living.
Ultimately, so we could instead, be forced okay, into a war with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of that, we'll just give them back all their $150 billion that they can use now to build whatever they want. It's so crazy.
All right.
Crazy.
It's it isn't a good deal for everybody. Is it better than having it the way that it was? I see there's so many conflicting stories here.
Iran gets to test their own soil for, I mean, there are just no
checks
and balances.
The only thing that I see in this is a good deal for Boeing. That's, and I've said that since the beginning. Other than that, it's all a bunch of crap. So we've sold a couple hundred planes.
And the thought is great. We just got stepped all on with regard to the details of the deal.
Right. Well, so some people think. Kerry says no, that's not the case. Well,
he wouldn't get the used
Richie
car salesman
know.
The award plaque.
Yeah. Richie knows about car salesman.
Well, he knows from car salesman.
Yeah.
All right. I want to spend a minute on this Minnesota dentist and what's happened to him in the last couple of days. Zimbabwean authorities, according to the story that we have at DougStefan.com, have said that this Minnesota dentist is responsible for killing one of the most beloved lions. You see pictures of this lion. Look like an old lion.
Okay, we don't know. Do we know the age of the lion?
No, but look at
it. I think he was like 13 or something.
How long do lions live? Do we know?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Every video that you see of this lion, he's just like,
I know, he looks pretty cool.
All right, so they portrayed the lion as being gentle and kind and sweet. And this guy is no good. Dentist, done. Somebody put his home phone number or address or something on.
Mia Farrow tweeted that.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
See, this is what is ridiculous. This guy did something that was maybe not what we all agree with, but
he's gone.
Did something
his
that was legal.
Closed. He's out of business.
This guy's dead. They're going to give out
life
his address.
Ruined.
He's going to end up dead. His business is over.
No.
It's just crazy.
In 6 months, he'll move to somewhere else in the country. He'll move from Minnesota to Alabama, and everybody will have forgotten who he was. He will have to rebuild
if
his life.
If he makes it.
Yeah, because pretty much they're sitting outside of his house right now.
There is no excuse for animal abuse. There is no
excuse for animal abuse. There is no excuse for animal abuse.
You know.
What do we do? What do we do?
When you make the Fallon show.
This guy is so unpopular that 4 out of 5 other dentists think he's a douchebag.
And Kimmel is sitting there crying his eyes out. I just think it interesting, and I've said this before.
He's a big
interesting funny. To figure out what it resonates with people, because you have people getting beheaded by ISIS, but you don't. No one seems to be posting.
18
those
people
pictures.
Were killed in Jakarta yesterday. Who's going?
Yeah,
after
it's
them?
Like these are human beings.
People
I mean, I get
do
that
this
the lions.
About animals.
Yeah, they do. Of course.
You hear the? Do you see the memes for the Black Lives Matters movement? Saying if people cared as much about black people as they did about lions, we could make a lot of progress in this world.
Really? Oh, lovely.
Lions Lives Matter. Let's start. Lions,
the problem
lives,
is the lions, world's lives population matter. Is growing too fast. The number of people on this planet will hit 8.5 billion in the next 15 years and 9.7 billion by the halfway point in the century. The planet can't, it's doomed. Never mind the sun. Never mind all this other stuff. We can't handle, we can't feed these many people. We can't govern. You can't control this many people. It's a serious problem that nobody is dealing with.
You want some lion hunting facts?
Okay, Richie.
Quickly, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tourist hunters, like this guy who paid $50,000 to be able to kill a lion, legally kill more than 600 African lions annually.
Mm. They have theme parks where you can go do this stuff.
Americans account for 64% of the lions killed between 1999 and 2008.
Great. All right. In a moment, we're going to deal with that Chrysler problem. Do you have a Dodge Ram pickup truck? Have you gone back to the dealer yet? There's a lawyer who is specializing in situations that develop out of problems like this. So Chuck Tattelbaum will join us in a moment and tell us what really this means to Chrysler and to you if you have one of these trucks or one of these cars. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child help you clean the house? Well, they should. Admittedly, as the comedian Phyllis Diller said, cleaning the house while kids are still growing, it's kind of like shoveling the walk before it stops snowing. Nevertheless, many parents have found a way around this dilemma. Here's the developmental science of it.
Clean up this mess. We've got company coming.
Many parents clean and pick up because it's faster and easier, but this is doing your child a disservice. Instead, provide the expectation that they must tidy up after themselves. If they don't, something, toys, or privileges must be taken away when children can't do as required.
Clean up the time.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions have consequences. That's a real-world lesson that kids must learn early. If not, you'll be picking up for them for the rest of their life. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This gritty left winger was a fan favorite both with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. He's a two-time Stanley Cup champion, and in 1994, he broke the Rangers club record for most goals in a season.
He scores! Adam Graves! Now the celebration begins! 51 goals for Adam Graves!
So where is Adam Graves now? Gravy announced his retirement in 2004, but has stayed involved in the game of hockey, serving as an instructor at the New York Rangers youth hockey camp. In 2009, the Rangers honored Adam by retiring his number 9 jersey to the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Today, he works as the Rangers' director of hockey and business operations.
These guys are just getting into their primes. I think it's really going to help this group moving forward.
From the ice to the office, it's all gravy for the Rangers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. Former vampire novelist Anne Rice has chucked the silver bullets and garlic in favor of her newly discovered Christian faith. In it, she says thinking green plays a big part.
Well, Harrison, but the last thing we need is a fear of science and a war on science. We Christians have to realize this is God's complex creation. I live in the California desert. There's a lot of sunlight out here. God put skylights throughout my house that provide natural light in closets and bathrooms and lots of rooms where you don't need electrical light most of the day.
Author Anne Rice, and stewarding his creation seems to make more and more sense.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Today on App Check. With Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, it's 46 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We welcome Chuck Tattlebaum, who focuses his law practice on bankruptcy and creditors' rights. He's involved in the Chrysler Fiat fine as someone that would represent perhaps you or a large group of people who have these trucks. What's your takeaway from this? This doesn't put them out of business, does it, Chuck?
No, it doesn't. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
It doesn't at all. But what it signals is the National Highway Transportation Safety Authority, which is NHTSA, is called, the first time, is really coming down with hard fines against the manufacturer for not recalling when it should, and it is enforcing the fact that they will have to deal with consumers promptly or else face greater fines and civil liability.
All right. For those of you who do not know or maybe didn't hear the story from earlier in the week, the Chrysler Corporation, which is owned by the big Italian car maker Fiat, in my estimation, has done a great job at turning the company around, frankly. I like the product that they have right now, but apparently they've been a little less than upfront when it comes to dealing with problems like all the steering problems that are a part of this Chrysler truck recall. It also has a problem with Jeep fuel tanks, that kind of stuff. So the government is, this particular administration, very tough in areas like this. They've got a fine against Chrysler. They also are saying if you have one of these trucks, you bring it back and you'll get your money back, or at least what the truck is worth today, those sorts of things. That's never been done before, Chuck, has it?
No, it started with the GM ignition switch problem, but there Congress really jumped down on NHTSA because they felt they were playing footsies with the manufacturers and not slapping GM for not doing anything with the ignition switch. So when Congress really started pressing, as well as the administration, then all of a sudden NHTSA went into high gear, and now they're really jumping in pro-consumer.
Is this fair, though, under the circumstances? Is this overdoing it? Is there some place in the middle here, or is this really, is this the adequate way or the official, the proper way to handle this problem?
Well, I think part of it is like in the old Westerns, they're saying there's a new sheriff in town. But Chrysler had 23 recalls involving 11 million vehicles that they didn't handle adequately. And so NHTSA imposed a $105 million fine, plus said, we are watching you. You better take care of this for the consumers.
All right, so, how do you as a lawyer, hold on a second, Richie, how do you as a lawyer go after these? Do you have clients that have suffered at the hands of one of these vehicles that didn't operate properly?
Well, yes, and they really have no remedy unless somebody's hurt or died, and you hope that doesn't happen. Mm. But what this does is it also, it forces the manufacturers to work with the dealers, because the service is free, to contact the people, to recontact the people, to urge them to get into their dealerships and take care of this.
Richie, go ahead.
What's the long-term effect here to the consumer? Is it likely that the manufacturers will just build in a cushion, making the cars more expensive for us today so that they can be prepared for this?
I don't think so. I think what it's going to do is that the manufacturers are going to be more careful. So when they start to see a problem beginning, they're going to notify NHTSA and do a recall voluntarily rather than have this type of thing happen again.
So this is a win-win for the consumer?
I believe it is, because the price is already built in for these recalls anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of money that's set aside. When you look at it, especially the higher the ticket value or the ticket cost of a car like this or a truck like this, the more that's built into it. These are very profitable. Pickup trucks are very expensive.
40, 50, 60 grand for a pickup.
Cheap to build, and they make a lot of money for Ford and Chrysler now and General Motors, so they can protect themselves. All right, thank you for the background. Chuck Tattelbaum, who's a lawyer focusing on bankruptcy and creditors' rights with a focus on the Chrysler fine and how you benefit if you got one of these products. 51 past the hour on Good Day.